Kiyomis and Shalom. Okay, today the sugya of Tipas Cholov Shenafla Lachaticha, which is the beginning of heavy sugyas here. But we know the din of Shishim, right? Cholov Batal B'Shishim. So you have a pot of meat and milk falls in, so then the milk is has to, you have to mishire all the meat on one side and all the milk on the other side and see if you have shishim. So it's basically the two sides of the meat and the milk. But what if you have a piece of meat that's sticking out of the rotev? The rotev is the water level, the liquid level. And then a piece of meat is sticking out. So the question is, do we judge that piece of meat alone? And we say the piece of, and the meat, milk falls on that piece of meat. So do we say, see, when the milk and everything's underneath the rotev, underneath the liquid level, and then the milk falls in, then for sure you can tire for all the milk, all the meat together, and the tipa on one hand, and the tipa on the other hand, and then you see what if you have shishim. But if you have a piece of meat that's sticking out, so then how do we view it? Do we view that piece of meat as a separate entity, and therefore the sides are the milk versus that piece of meat alone, and then you need shishim and that piece of meat alone, and if you don't have shishim and that piece of meat alone, then you lose. Or or is it mitzarif with the rest? So the Mishnah says, "Tipas cholov shenafla al hachaticha, im yesh ba menos ein tam ba osa chaticha osa." So beferish in the Mishnah, you only look at the osa chaticha, that it's a separate unit, because it's you need shishim and that chaticha can get the milk, and you don't look at the whole thing. There are many pieces of meat. There are 50 pieces of meat. But only, they're all below the rotev, underneath the liquid level. And now one piece is sticking up, so you might have thought that still it would start for the whole thing. No, that piece of meat you judge l'chud with that milk. And you see if you have shishim in that piece of meat, can I get the milk?
And then only that one would be?
And then that one would be usser, and the rest are good. But then, if that piece of meat goes under,
right,
then it could affect the rest of the pot. So tipas cholov shenafla al hachaticha, the chaticha is outside of the liquid. Now there is a machlokas rishonim between Rashi and the Ri. What if you have a chaticha that's mixas in the rotev and mixas not in the rotev? Well, it's a pashup shot in the Mishnah, you understand, the whole thing is chutz l'rotev, then it's a separate thing. But a part in, part out, so how do you view it? Part in, part out, do you view it ke'ilu, it's underneath the rotev, since part of it's in the rotev? So even though part of it's jutting out and the milk is on the top of the piece that's jutting out, or do we say that when part is in, part out, we view it, the whole thing is out? It was if the whole thing is above the liquid level, that's separate. That's considered it's above the liquid, it's out. And then it's only a competition between the tipa and the basa. But if it's mixed us in, mixed us out, Do you view it as if it's out of the rotev, or you view it inside of the rotev? If it's out of the rotev, then it's a singular competition between the meat and the milk. If it's underneath, then it's mitzarif with the rest of the pot. So Tosfos says, "Tibes chol shenovel lachaticha zimish benos in tam losa chaticha neseres shechaticha kula chutz lerotev ayri." So Tosfos says it's talking about that the whole chaticha is chutz lerotev. But if part of it, part in, part out, then it would be mitzarif the whole thing. Mekach misharina, but also chaticha levata latipa v'lo b'char chaticha shum chol mafapei al kol chaticha.
That's what Tosa says.
However, if you look in the Beis Yosef on page 8, well, look in the Shulchan Aruch. Look in the Shulchan Aruch for a second. Look in the Beis Yosef first on page 8. So he quotes here, I'm going to put it in the packet. He quotes here the Ri, Tzadif Avam Beis Dibra Masil Miesh. Tosfos on page 3, in Miesh. So, towards the bottom of the Tosfos, the last word on the line is Bishalom. On Tzadi Vavim Beis, page 3, Tosfos Bishalom. So he quotes the sheet of the Ri that when it's miktsas, then it's ki'ilu,
it's underneath.
There's the sheet of the Ri that if it's part in, part out, that's considered underneath. And it's the whole pot is mitzarif.
Which he quotes here in the Beis Yosef. And however, the Rishonim, the Torah, they quote that there's this Rashi, the Shitas Rashi. Beis Yosef says, "Chasul Od Perek Yid Anosha." That's the Beis Yosef on page 8. The Vri Nirech Shachatich Shenof Al Yisrael Mikzas Etocha Rotev Lo Bina Nir V'Kisa. Also, my Rechul or Chutzul Rotev, like we saw in the first Tosfos. However, Mashe Chasul Kan Kivnu Mashe. Kolobosa, there's a Shitas Rashi. And Rishonim, I think the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, they all quote that there's a Shitas Rashi. And the Shitas Rashi is quoted in the Rishonim.
as having a different shita. The shita's Rashi is when it's mitzas tocharotev, mitzas chutzlarotev. We view that as if it's outside of the rotev, which is a big chumra. In other words, we treat it as a separate entity, even if it's not kulo chutz lerotev. In other words, the Ri says it has to be kulo chutz lerotev. But Shitas Rashi, the Rishonim quote, is that it's that it has to be kulo underneath. But if it's mixas in the rotev, and mixas out of the rotev, then that's considered out of the rotev. So the Torah, Shulchan Aruch, they all quote this Rashi. So the question is, which Rashi are they referring to? Mashkosim Shem Rashi in a Mavur Kolkach, says the Beis Yosef. I think the Torah has it, and they all quote this Rashi. El Shereish Lomo came to be the Pirish Kevin Shem not noch tam b'chaticha achas shehoysa b'tzida tamid umistamak tzasa munochas b'rotev. Shereil Hutzrach shetei munochas al gabi chaticha acheres shechutz l'rotev v'kama chaticha atzunas as d'veila v'oseres kol ha-chatichos. V'imisid al yidei mktsos shektsos munochas b'rotev mitztarv kol v'atel ha-issa lo yol yachen chatichos v'kishar chatichos. So he says that in this, that Rashi says that when Kufches Amar Aleph Tipo Maskil Tipo. But Rashi, it's not the Feirish. Tipo Cholov. Nachal Chaticha on page 1. Betoch HaKedera Al Achatz Mun HaChatichas. Says it fell on one of the Chatichas. V'lo Higisas HaKedera. And he didn't stir, so it didn't get underneath. So, what do you see from there? So he says, and everything that's mitzdarif, so it wouldn't have to loyal yachid chaticha zu mishar chatichas. Why is any chaticha could have fallen on? Hilchach mashmid the sfirli the Rashi shafal pishik tzasa chaticha benachas barotev mecha she iser lo noga ela bichtzasa shechutz lerotev ena kol mitzdarif levatel iser. Okay. So maybe it's that Rashi. The Maram Shif says it's a different Rashi. Rashi Kosov, on the next page, the Beis Yosef on the Rashi, I feel himself in a Mavur. But he says, Begaga Shal Chaticha, he says, that's the Rashi he's referring to, on page 2. Shechala Begaga Shal Chaticha Haba. So why is it talking about Begaga Shel Chaticha, because it must be talking about that it's part of it's in, part of it is out. So it's talking about that fell on the top, which is protruding out. As opposed, because, so in other words, it could have talked about part of it that was in, the part of the Chaticha that was in. But the part that's protruding is the part that's out. So that's what he's trying to say. That part of it's in, part of it's out. And therefore, it fell on the top part. And that's what it's referring to as a separate entity. Okay, so this is the Shitas Rashi. So it's the Machlok. It's officially known in the postgim as a Machlokas Re in the Rashi, whether part of the Chaticha is in, part of the Chaticha is out. According to the Re, we view that the Ki'ilu, it's underneath the water, and therefore the whole thing is Mitzdarf, that's a Kula. And according to Rashi, we view it as if it's a separate entity. Since part of it's out, we view the whole thing Ki'ilu, it's out, and now you Mishayer the Chol of Keneged, that Chaticha. Okay. That's number one. Then we have another Gemara on page 2 on Kuf Ches Amud Beis. We have a famous line in the Gemara. But I have to make one correction. When the Beis Yosef, the Rashi with the Beis Yosef is on page 4. I showed you the Maram Shif's Rashi, that's on page 2 on Kuf Chesed Beis, but the one over here is our Kuf Amud Aleph on page 4. It says, Kei Mishenosa Tam Chachticha Achas Shetzal B'tzida Tomid. So that's what the Beis Yosef is saying. What does it mean that our Tzida says the Yishlomo came at first came in to not Tom Chachich Achshah is a Tzida Tomit Mestomach Tzasa Mechas Beroitev Shereloitzrich Shetemunachas Algabei Chachich Acheres. Because he's saying this chaticha is side by side to another chaticha. So why does he have to give side by side? Why doesn't he say it's on top? And then because it'll be on top, it'll be kulo chutz lerotev. So then you would think maybe only in that case is it considered a separate entity. So therefore he says side by side. Side by side, Mistama, the top layer is part in, part out, and therefore there's a loss of this, and then that could affect the piece next door. But if it wouldn't be, by the fact that he's saying that it's Shadosta Tambachatichachas, Inavok Elakavin Shishlomo Kin Forest Kavin Shadosta Tambachatichachas, Shaisabitsida Tomit, Mistama Tsasa Menachas Barotav, Shaylo Hitzrich, Shate Menachas, Algabe Chaticha Acheres. She chutz the rotev. The kamer chaticha asmat nasas nevelo seres kol chatichas. You misi dal nek tzas monachas rotev mitzdarif hakol vatal hisu lo yelo yachet chatichas umishar chatichas. In other words, this chaticha is going to get treif and then it's going to ask the one next door. But the one next door, if it's part in, part out, so then it's not a separate entity. So a korcha, part in, part out, must be a separate entity. Because if the one, this chaticha got messed up, and now it's going to mess up the one next to it, right? So, but what's so special about the one next to it, as opposed to anything else in the pot? So it must be, the one next to it is part in, part out, and part in, part out is considered out, and therefore, so if one chaticha got trafed up by a piece of the veil that fell on it, and now this chaticha is gonna kevin shenos notam be chaticha is gonna ask the chaticha next to it, and kevin shenos notam be chaticha atzma. In other words, so this piece of the veil became trafe. So then this piece of the veil is going to ask for the kosher piece. But what's so special about this kosher piece that's next door if it's in the Kedera. So Korcha must be that this kosher piece is a separate piece, and it's Betzida, so part in, part out, and the Mela, that'll be a separate unit. But this is the Rashi that he's referring to. Okay. And Maram Shiv says it's this Rashi. Okay, but whatever, that's the officially the sheet of Rashi. Now, so now let's look on page 4. You have a Darsh Rava in Kufam and Aleph. Bachan Chatich Shal Nevela Shal Dak Tomi Eino Ser Shishin Tam Barotev. Uki Rav Amor La Darsh Kevin Shal Nosan Tam Chaticha Chatich Asma Nases Nevela. So it's going to ask the if it's Nesinus Tam, it's going to ask the Nevela is going to ask the kosher piece, and then the kosher piece is going to ask everything else. And this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that Mimba Mino Lo Batel. The Rabbi Yehuda sheet is you can't have a treif piece of meat and a kosher piece of meat, if you have a million pieces of kosher meat, but you have one treif piece of meat fair fall in, there's no sheer bittel. Because Rabbi Yehuda says, Mimba Mino Lo Batel. So the question is, why do you need Nesinus Tam? What's this idea? Kein Shenosan Tam B'Chaticha, Chaticha Asmas Nasas Levelo. Nachor, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, this sheet is Rabbi Yehuda Mim B'Mino in a bottle, so then it's not bottle. Even if you don't have Nesinus Tam, means that there was no Shishim Levatel. But if Mashmas, if there'd be a Shishim, it'd be okay. But why? This is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that says Mim B'Mino in a bottle. That's Tosis Kasha. This is, we'll see, the Taz has this famous klal of Trei Mashahu Lo Amrinan. That, in other words, if something is also B'Mashahu, you had Shishim, but it's still also B'Mashahu, so it's going to ask for this piece, then Veil is going to ask for piece A, but piece A can't ask for B'Mashahu piece B. In other words, if there's Shishim, it's going to be Batal. We're not going to say Asu B'Mashu, even though it's Mashu, Mashu was Mashu. But since the original Isser came with Yehat Shishim, and it was only Osir Mitam, that it's not Batal, it's a Mashu, so you don't say initial Mashu twice. So if you had Shishim, so one piece fell into another piece, and the other piece was much bigger, there was Shishim connected, but you still Asin Mitam Mashu, then that piece is not going to ask in the next piece Mitam Mashu, because Trey Mashu, that's the famous Lushan of the Taz. We'll see it later. That Trey Mashu Lomim. Okay. So then, Rabbeinu Ephraim Omer Mitoch Kach Tafil Ki Nosna Batam Ein Heter Nasas Nevel Shutzar Shishim Kinei Chaticha Like Kinei Israel Balua. Oh, so this is the vort. I think the Sefer Yisabrocha explained it this way, like this. The Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that to have a din Isser Mashu, it has to be a be'en. It has to be a be'en. So therefore, if you have Nesinus Tam, it's not Batal B'Shishim, and Tam Shita Heter Nesapech. But so we view the whole the treif piece of meat fell on the kosher piece of meat, and there's no shishim in the kosher piece of meat, so the whole thing is no sintam, so the whole thing is a be'ed. So therefore, that could ask the next piece. Had we not, in other words, because it's a be'en, and the be'en will ask. In other words, mashu can't ask if, in other words, mashu can't ask if something else if it's not a be'en. Whereas, so if it's a din that you need, that it was batal b'shishim, but still yasim mishum mashu, so trey mashu lo amrin. But say, for example, you don't have shishim, so then it becomes osur. It's like a so the and then this piece is like a be'en, and then this piece can ask the next piece even b'mashu, because you didn't have trei mashu, you only have one mashu. But Rabbeinu Ephraim, I think the way Yisrael Brook explains, holds that no. But this is Rabbeinu Tam Shita, that you say Chanan even b'shar Yisur. So Mamela, once you say there's an Asinus Tam, and it's not Batal B'Shishim, so now the whole Chatich is Asa. So the whole Chatich is Asa is like a Be'en, and then it could Asa the next. But according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, you don't need the whole chaticha to be osir to say even an asinus tam would be enough. He says, Rabbeinu Ephraim, I omer mitoch chachdafil ki nosna pratam ein hetter nasan nevela sheitztar shishim kineged chalal chaticha. Rabbeinu Ephraim shita is, again, we know by Basa B'cholov, if you have a piece of milk falls on the meat and there's no shishim, and then that piece of meat falls in something else, you need shishim connected the whole chaticha. Right? That's the din of chaticha nasas nevela. Right? You need shishim connected the whole chaticha, not just connected the. So the question is, does that din of chanan, that you need shishim connected the whole chaticha, not only connected the Isra Balua, is that only by. Is that only by Basa B'cholov or even B'shari Surim? So Rabbeinu Tam says it's even B'shari Surim. So that's why Rabbeinu Tam says that once it's Nosin Tam, so then you say Chaticha Nasas Tevela, so the whole thing is a Be'en, and then Alasa the next Chaticha. Because here, this Gemara is not talking about Basa B'cholov. This Gemara is talking about a Nevela that's Asri. But Rabbeinu Ephraim says that no, that all you need, you don't need a chanan. In other words, if there's a nesinus tam, that already is considered like a be'en, and you won't, and therefore it'll aser all the chatichas, because Rabbeinu Ephraim Shita is that you don't say chanan b'shari surim. So if a nevela asers a piece of meat, now there's tam nevela and a piece of meat because it wasn't shishim, and now that piece of meat falls in something else, you just need shishim kineged the bliya. You don't need shishim kineged the whole chaticha. Whereas Rabbeinu Tam learns from Basa B'cholov that just like Basa B'cholov, you need shishim kineged the whole chaticha, not just. So if the whole chaticha is 10 units and the milk is 1 unit, you just need shishim kineged. You need shishim kineged the whole 10 units, or 11 units, whatever. But according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you say that by all Yisur. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Ephraim says he only said by Basa B'cholov, but Rabbeinu Ephraim, the way I think the Yisrael Brach explains, holds that by that it's enough to have in the Sinas Tam that you could say this is a Masha.
Didn't we say that before, that the reason Rabbeinu Tam is saying that I'll answer it because it's banned? I don't
think,
is it
by
N or is it
meaning,
if it's no
Sintam,
then
it's not. According to Rabbeinu Tam, once it's no Sintam, right, and we say the Din Chanan.
I thought he was saying the cases that it's
the N. No, the case is like this. A piece in the veil of fell on a kosher piece of meat. Okay. Now, there's Tam in the veil in that kosher piece of meat. Okay? And there was no shishim. Okay? Now that kosher piece of meat is with other kosher pieces of meat. So Rabbeinu Tam says that once there was Nesinas Tam of Treif and Nevela into that first kosher piece of meat, and then we say Hanan on that kosher piece of meat, so the whole thing is a Be'en of Isser. So now that kosher piece of meat A will Asa B, even if B is a million times bigger than it. Okay, so this is the famous machlokas Rabbeinu Tam. So we have two famous machlokas in here. We have the machlokas, the Ri and Rashi of Chaticha Miktsas Lerotev, Miktsas Kutz Lerotev, whether you consider that a separate, Rashi says that's a separate entity. The Ri says it's time for the rest. And then you have the this machlokas Rabbeinu Tam. Ephraim, when if you have a chaticha that's balua iser, so you have 10 units of heter, 1 unit of iser, and then it falls in something else. Do you just have to be mevatel the balua, or do you have to mevatel the whole chaticha? So Rabbeinu Tam says the Bashar Surim, you have to mevatel the whole chaticha, and the Rabbeinu Tam says you have to vatal the whole chaticha, and Rabbeinu Ephraim says no, just the balua. So as long as you have shishim keneged what's balua, then it's okay. And the Ran makes a comment on page 6.
He says the din of chaticha nasas the veila
by bosu b'cholov that you have to levatel the whole shishim. That's the din deraisa. In other words, you have the shishim connected the whole chaticha. In other words, again, you have a piece of meat that's 10 units, and then it was cooked with a piece of with milk that was 1 unit, and that falls in something else. You have to levatel the whole chaticha. Even though you could have said maybe it's enough just to mevatel the milk, so I have to make sure that the time of milk doesn't come into the next. We say no, the whole chaticha is not. He says that's a din d'oraisa. But by shari surim, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, that's only a din d'rabbanan alts. Basa b'cholov, because by basa b'cholov, it's the iser is because of the two things of heter got together. So now the whole thing is considered iser. But shein b'shari surim, it's the shari surim is what's aser. This is really mutter. So the shari surim, so the fact that we should say chanan there is not so pashut. So Rabbeinu Ephraim says in a chanan we don't, and Rabbeinu Tam says we do, but only midrabbanan. Now, there is a now this machlok is Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim is here in Tzadi Beis Dalet, page 17. L'omru chatik hasan snas es nevela elu bebosu becholof avalo b'shari surim k'zayis chelev shenivla b'chaticha. So he helps you out. He puts him in the kudus here because you can make a big think it's chalav and then you misunderstand the whole thing. Chalav is shari surim. So kezayis chalav fell on a piece of meat and doesn't have shishim, so now that piece of meat is asur. And then now when you cook this piece of meat with other things, do you just need shishim keneged the chalav shenivla, which is a little bit, or you need to keneged chol hachaticha?
So the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch says, he only needed connected the Balua, because he paskins like Rabbeinu Ephraim, that you don't say Chaticha Nasas Nevela, the Shari Surim. And the Ramah is Machmir. Yeshomrim Damrinan. Bichol Yisurim Chaticha Nasas Nasas Nevela. Fein a minute poshut vein l'shanos. And if you look in the shach in Yud Beis, he says b'kol mokom chul v'al me'ina hu midrabanan. He says that's only a midrabanan, like we saw in the Ram, it's only midrabanan. Just the din of Chanan d'Arais is only by Basar B'Cholof. So there's a famous Rabbi Kiva Eger that quotes Tosis on Daf Kuf. So there's a famous Tosis on Daf Kuf on page 5. So Hechsher Kalim. The Pasuk says in Parshas Matos that Klal Yisrael had the war with Midian and they took the kelim. Right? And they were very hungry that day, so they wanted to eat. So they had a kash of the kelim. So certain kelim they needed Hagala, certain kelim they needed Liban, etc. So say you had a big pot. Say you conquered a big pot from Midian. Right? So how do you kasher a big pot? So you don't have a big pot, you don't put it in another big pot. Because you're not going to have it. So now we usually, what we do is we wait 24 hours and then we boil water, etc. But in the time of the Chumash, they only needed to kasher if they were to use it within 24 hours. After 24 hours, it was mutter in that time of history. That was before Chazal existed, and Asid the Eina Ben Yom Ato Ben Yom. So they were taking a big pot in order to use it for today. A treif pot that was cooked meat in it 5 hours ago, and now they want to use it. So how do you go about doing it? So obviously the Torah says you do it. You boil water inside and it's okay. So how do you do it? So you boil water inside. So then the treifness comes out into the water. Yeah, but there's not shishim in the water connected. In other words, we assume the whole pot is balua with treifus. So the inside of the pot is not considered shishim. Is not considered shishim keneged the outside of the pot. So, what are you going to accomplish if you boil water in the pot to get the treifas out, and then you don't have shishim, so then it's going to go back in and the gnasa. So you end up where you start. But if you say, if you don't say Hanan Bishari Surim, so then it's true that it's not batel, but it's still weakened because the treifas comes into the water. So it's not batel. Now, but it's only going to go back in proportionately with the water. The water's kosher. It's just the treif tam in it. So you just keep doing it a couple of times, and eventually you're going to minimize the amount of treifas. But if you say Hanan Bishari Surim, so then anytime, the first time you did it and the treifas came into the water, every molecule of water is a chefzer shel iser. It goes back in, everything goes back in l'iser. But if it's, so it must be, he wants to bring a raya to Rabbeinu Ephraim that you don't say Hanan Bishari Surim. Because if you say Hanan Bishari Surim, how are you going to catch your big pots within 24 hours? So what is Rabbeinu Tam going to say to that? Ain Raya Gemur Mikan, the Ikin Lameim Dlo, Umra Torah Lahagim Al Kaim Tanim. Then maybe Rabbeinu Tam will say the Torah was only speaking about small, like forks and knives. But in the Chanami, the big pots, they couldn't. And a small knife, then you could put in a big pot that has shishim kinegdo, and then the tam of the fork will go into the water and it'll disperse and it'll be mutter. So Tosas bring a raya, but the pashut is they could kasher everything. So it's a raya to Rabbeinu Ephraim. So Rabbi Kivegir says, you see from here, that it must be that the machlokas Rabbeinu Ephraim and Rabbeinu Tam is on a daraisa level. Because if the din of Rabbeinu Tam is only midrabanan, so the of Hanan, the Rabbanan didn't exist yet. So just so you could, you wouldn't say Hanan. So you could still catch you according to Rabbeinu Tam. It's Hanan, but Hanan didn't exist yet. It's only din the Rabbanan. It didn't exist b'zman klei midyan. So it must be, says Rabbi, from this place, you see that according to Rabbeinu Tam, Hanan b'shari surim is a daraisa. That's his right. So there's a famous comment of Rav Yonison Eibshitz, who quotes what Rav David Cohen Shlita calls Hataz Hayadua. Hataz Hayadua means there's a Taz. That it's like three or four times in Shulchan Aruch that says that if the Torah says something beferish is mutter, then Chachamim can't ask. One of the places he says is like the shofar, right? In other words, how can we blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah? So when Rosh Hashanah shachal blows b'shas, we don't. But any Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to play musical instruments, and chacham asks musical instruments. So should he ask the shofar? That's Taz Kasher. So Taz says, no, you can't. If they do that, then the mitzvah's gone. Chacham can't. And the Torah says there is a mitzvah. The Torah never said there's a mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. You could say the mitzvah is only Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Chol. But the Torah definitely says there's a mitzvah sometimes, and according to this, the whole mitzvah will be gone, so therefore that's not within their jurisdiction. That's the shita of the Taz, what's that? The Taz Hayadua, as Rav David Cohen calls. So Rav David Cohen, in his years of learning, throughout Shas and Poskim, whenever he would find the Makor that seems to say like this Taz or whatever, so he made a list and then he printed it in one of his Sfarim Birkas, one of his Birkas Gvul Yavetz, whatever, and then he put out a separate sefer and he called it Hataz Hayadua, and it's a list. So this list of many places where this Taz applies. So one second. So Rav Yonason Eibshitz says that's the pshat here. In other words, in Ochanambi, the Shach is right, that it's a Drabbanon. But the Rabbanon, how could the Rabbanon aser and made a din Chanan if the Torah says beferish you could be Magal Kalim, even and assuming even Kalim Gedolim within 24 hours? So the fact that we have a beferish apostik that it's mutter, Chacham can't go away and say it's aser and there's a din Chanan. So that's the answer to Rabbi Kivegas Kasha. One second, I'll take your question in a second, okay? Yeah, the Rabbi Kivegas was on what page?
Eighteen.
Yeah, the Rebbe Kivegi was on page 18. And then the Rebbe Yonatan Eibshitz, did I put it here? The Mata Yonason. is on page 24. 24 in the Matei Yonason. Yeshom Damrim Chol Yisroim Chanan. Neran Rovim. Rovim Chab Av Lashitas Rabbeinu Tam. Shar Yisroim Rinn Chanan. Einu Rat Midra Bonu. Shum Lose De Bosom Cholov. Kashal Fizah Bechal Shet Hoises. Echei Magilum Yerk. Dol Kev Na Mayin Nen Nasa Nevela. Shkashal Fresh Rinn Chanan. Shapir Yim Magilum Yisroim Rinn Torah. That's the famous Taz. That's Rav Dov Kohn Taz Yadua. Kizut. Yes.
Is it so much about shofar is instrument?
No.
Maybe.
I mean, it could be.
It
could be you can think of the whole Taz. You know. This is a Taz Yadua, but doesn't mean that it's not able to you know. Taz Yadua. But maybe you can give different answers to the Kashas. Yeah, I'm not willing to sign off that this is the end all be all of Dr. Lam Shlita. He used to give the annual Yortzeit drasha shir, the Yitzchak Chanan's Yortzeit. So when he quoted from his Zayda, Rav Boimel, Emek Halacha, he says that he wanted to bring his makor from the psukim for the Taz, because he says. What's the makor for lososer? And where's that pasuk in the pasuk yipale mimcha dover? When something's yipale, it's not clear, then lososer min hadover. But if something is beferish, it's clear, then the jurisdiction of Chazal does not. I think I quoted in my sefer that piece from Dr. Lamb's grandfather. He said it always. He liked to quote his grandfather. Okay, so that's Chatichim Yisrael, Chanam Shar Yisroim. Yeah, okay, then there's a discussion of Chanan Balach. Well, it's Machlokas Rabbeinu Ephraim, Rabbeinu Tam, and it's Machlokas Mechaber Ramo HaRapaski. So what's the din of Chanan Balach? They say, for example, in other words, Chanan is usually you have a piece of meat, and then it got cooked with something else, treif, and now you want piece of meat fell in something else. But what if it's talking about a liquid? Say you had kosher wine, and then some non-kosher wine falls in. And then that falls in something else. So there, by a liquid, you also say Chanan, and you need to connect the whole thing, or it's only by solids?
The wine fell into another liquid?
Yeah. So this is a discussion. In the Poiskim. Rashba, the Ravid, the page, the Rashba, here, the page 11. The Haravid Zal Kosev Do Omru Chanan Ela Be Isser Balua Bechaticha. The Chatzav of Hanan, says the Ravid, is only if you have an Issa that's in, you have a piece of meat or a piece of potato. It's a fit, and something got cooked with it, which tray for, and now according to the Rabbeinu Tam, you say Hanan Shari Surim, so you have to bevatel the whole potato, not just the balua. But you have yayin b'yayin, non-kosher wine with kosher wine, and that falls in something else. So then you just have to mevatel the non-kosher wine, not the whole, because it's not. You only say by chaticha. Chaticha. So the whole chaticha has it, but here there's no chaticha by a lach. Because when it falls into a liquid the second time, it's like a, so everything is muruv again. See, the first time it's locked in, so now this chaticha became a chefetz shalissa. So now you got to mevatel the whole thing. But the first time when the wine fell in, you know, non-kosher liquid fell into the first liquid, and then it falls into another thing, so it was never locked in the first one. And when it falls in the second time, it's considered like a new beginning. You see, because it's no more connected, the first treif wine that fell into the first thing is, and then fell to another thing, is no more connected to the first nefila than it is to the second nefila. Because once there's a second nefila, everything is mixed nachamol. But by a chaticha, so it's locked in. The tam of treif is locked into the first chaticha. So that becomes a chefetz shalissa. So then when it falls in something else, you got to move out to the whole thing. Etc. Okay, so that's the Ravid's the Ravid Shita. And this is discussed in Shulchan Aruch. On page 20. Last word on the line is Omrin in the Ramah. Omrin. Last word on the line, Omrin. Yesh Omrin, Glomrin, Hatichanas is the Vela, Nisar Isselach, Behetelach, Vachach Nisar Hakol Behetelachia, Nisir Hashikshim Nega the Isser Shanofa. As the Mordechai, Rashi Ram Beshem arrived. Okay, so he says to, you can be somech on this Bishari Surim, if it's a Hefzer Gadol. But not by Basa B'cholov. The Basa B'cholov, if you have milk that became Basa B'cholov, and then it's Nisarev, so then you would say Chatich Anas is Nevela, even though it's a liquid. Now, there's another famous discussion We discussed the machlokas Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim, but he said Hanan b'shari sur, and Rabbeinu Tam says he said Hanan b'shari sur. So the question is, you remember our good friend Rabbeinu Tam from the beginning of Hilchas Tarovis, that he says that that Tapkis is the Raisa, and also Hetin is Hapech Lios Issa. The Chazanish denied it, but the standard Rabbeinu Tam is that so you get a Malkus on every Kezias. So if you have a piece of meat, a kosher piece of meat that was cooked with a treif piece of meat, and you don't have shishim, now you eat the kosher piece of meat, even one Kezias. Now clearly when you're eating one Kezias, it's not going to be all treif, because it's going to be part of the kosher meat, and it's time of the treif meat. Right? But he says you get Malkus even on one Kezias. So if that be the case, so maybe so that's the din of Tam Kikar Daraisa. So maybe if you hold Tam Kikar Daraisa, then you understand very well that that Tam Kikar is that Hanan is the is comes from there. Why do you have to vatal hol chaticha? Because Tam Kikar is Daraisa has to nishapech. So b'meil that. So then once there's a Tam Isser in the chaticha, the whole thing is an Osir. So of course Hanan follows logically from talking to Yikir Doraisa. That's the what the Prima Gaudim says, this this idea that these two Rabbeinu Tams are connected. The Rabbeinu Tam that says that Tam Ki Yikir is Doraisa, and this other Rabbeinu Tam that says Hanan Bishari Surim. Page 19 in the Sifsei Das Yud Beis, first word in lines of the Veilim. So where Yisi lo omer the Toloi b'plukas Rabbeinu Chaim Hakohen Rabbeinu Tam Yivok al pokazayis mehetter. So it's Toloi in that machlokas. Because according to Rabbeinu Chaim Hakohen, it's only by kazayis b'chrei achilas pras. That's the so the Binyan Yaakov, my friend, the Binyan Yaakov, good for. So he says no. He says nothing to do. Nothing to do one with the other. The Tavkik is the Raisa, but here on page 32, last page, Tamki Iker is the Raisa according to Rabbeinu Tam. But Hanan is only the Rabbanan, because Tamki Iker, you have Tam in this piece. So then when I taste this piece, I always taste the Tam Shal Issa. So that's the rice. But the fact that I need Shishim Levata the whole piece as opposed to just the Tam, that's not necessarily the rice. Because in the second, the Gabi, the second piece, if I have Shishim to Mavatel the Tam that's in the first piece, then I'm not going to feel any Tam in the second piece. So why should that be also? The fact that you have to say Shishim connected the whole piece, that's only the Rabbanan, because Chorich, even Rabbeinu Tam should agree it should be enough to say Shishim Kineged the Blia. And then for in the second piece, you won't taste anything. So why are you requiring me to have Shishim Kineged the whole Chaticha? That's only a Din Rabbanan. That's, so he argues with this this Prima Gaudim.
According to that Svara, why would it be the rice for Bas B'Cholov?
Because Bas B'Cholov is different, because Bas B'Cholov, the whole Isser, is only because of the union of these two things. So since
yeah, that same story after the set, it would have probably possible also, wouldn't it? You'd have Shishim from the back of the time. So
right, but Barsa Bechalov, once since the two things unite, so now everything is a Heftzah Shal Barsa Bechalov. You see, when there's only one thing that's Asr, and it's infecting a kosher piece of meat, really only the Isser is Asr. So why are you saying I have to have Shishim connected to the whole Chaticha? But here, by Barsa Bechalov, the basa now becomes asa, b'toras atzva, and the cholov. So everything now is asa. So as long as I taste something from the original piece, whether I'm just tasting basa, I'm just tasting cholov, so that'll be a heftza shel yisur b'fnei atzva. So as I say, I think maybe we'll send over Shechta that the Rav Salvechik was not into this Prima Gaudim.
And he used to quote Minchas Baruch. He used to say from the Minchas Baruch that he didn't. I mean, Rabbi Konigsberg quotes in the Sefer here. But I remember he couldn't find it in the Minchas Baruch. Because it could be that it's not printed in the Minchas Baruch. The Minchas Baruch was Rav Baruch Lavsky, Rav Baruch Krinker, who was he was the rabbi in Chasnich, where Rav Salvechik grew up. So he was the local Rav in the town. So he knew him. So he liked his. He wrote a very lumdish sefer. Rabbi Aaron Kahn's father-in-law, Rabbi Garber, told me he feels the Minchas Baruch is one of the best svarim ever. Okay? So, yeah, it's a chashuv sefer. So he's supposed to say like that as well, that it's not. Yeah. Okay, so. But I don't think it's. We know where it is in print, but maybe it's not in print. Maybe just. Yeah. Page 31, if you want to see it, Rabbi Konigsberg, footnote 20. Rabbeinu hayarogil havi perish de b'shem ha-minchas baruch. Kechasu yad Avram, prim gunim. Seder. But okay, Bnei Yaakov, he says it over nicely. Now the last thing we talk about Trey Mashu. The Taz had this Yisod in Tosfos that you don't say Trey Mashu. So that would be relevant in Hilchas Pesach, because Hilchas Pesach we have a Nisu Mashu. So if you have a Chametz that was cooked with something that was kosher Pesach, say on Pesach. This is mashu on Pesach is on Pesach, right? And then it was cooked. So now the this kosher, say he puts a little bread in an omelet, but it was very big omelet, so it was. And then, so you can't eat the omelet because it's a nisa mashu now, even though you took the bread away. But say the omelet's very big, that's shishim, connected the piece of bread. But now, if you take this omelet and cook it with another omelet, so that would be trey mashu, and now you'd say trey mashu lominan, and then you wouldn't have the second nisa mashu. So that's the famous shita of the Taz. However, the Shach argues with this. And the Shach says, no. It's not just the general, let me just find the page. It's not just the general klal of Trey Mashul Omrina. It's that whenever you have the first Mashu, so now Isser and Heter are Muruv together. This is Heter and Muruv together. Yeah, the Trey Mashu is on page 21, this Taz. And that's how he explains the Tosis, the Trey Mashu Lomin, regular Kal. So he says, no, it doesn't mean Trey Mashu Lomin. It means like this. If you have something of. You have a kosher piece of meat. And then you have a treif cooked along. But you have shishim kenegdo. And say like Rabbi Huda Shita is, that the mashahu min b'mino is. So now you have kosher and treif. So when the kosher and treif now get cooked with another piece of meat, so we view that as like min b'shein mino. Because this is just kosher and this is kosher and treif. So it's like mim shein amino. So mim shein amino, you don't have a nisim mashu. You only have nisim mashu by mim b'mino, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But on chametz b'pesach, the din of nisim mashu is not only mim b'mino, it's even mim b'shein amino. So when the omelet, say that you have a piece of bread that was cooked with the omelet was shishim kenegdo, but still osa. Now you're going to cook that omelet with another omelet, so you're going to view it as heter and iser going into heter, so it's like mim b'shein amino, but still, by Pesach, the iser mashahu applies even to mim b'shein amino. So the mela, see, if it would be a blanket thing, trei mashahu lo amino, then it should apply to Pesach as well, like the Taz seems to say. But according to the Shach in the Nekuda Sakesef here, it's not just the din of the pshat in Trey Mashu is because the second Mashu you view it as a mim b'shein amino. Mashen came by Pesach, the mim b'shein amino is also is a Mashu also. So then it'll apply here as well. And Mela, you won't have the head of Trey Mashu by Pesach because Trey Mashu is only a din that we view the second Mashu as mim b'shein amino. And Charuv is mim b'shein amino. And usually, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the din of mim mashu is not batel, that only mim b'mino. Mashen came by Pesach, that's the famous din, the Rambam says, that we ask him mashu ben mim b'mino, ben mim she'eno mino. So that's what he writes in the Kudas HaKesef here. That's not a just general rule of trei mashu lo mino. That trei mashu is a din of mashu but mim she'eno mino, which you don't say. But by Pesach you do say it, so then it's going to be us. Okay, everyone, so this is heavy stuff. This is heavy stuff. You need to, this is, you know, many years of thought. And you just got to digest it, you know.
Where's that
shaft?
What's
the shaft?
So you just put it.
The Nekudas
HaKesef. That was on that
page. Yeah, on that page 21.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
That's this page, Nekudas HaKesef.
Taz
is on top. I put the arrows.
Okay.
So Bez Hashem, this coming Monday, Wednesday, we'll have Shir. And then Bez Hashem after Pesach. So Pesach.
Pesach
is a Tuesday. Yeah, so Yisruchag is not going to happen so much in terms of Shir probably, so we'll start the Monday. Right, so we're not going to have Shir Yisruchag Pashtus. So we'll have the next Monday.